Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned to the Israel Hour radio program on 88.7 WRSU FM, New Brunswick. My name is Josh Rohn, and I'm so glad that you're tuned into the Israel Hour this Sunday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You can get in touch with me right now at 732-932-8800. That's my phone number, 732-932-8800. My email address is info@israelhour.com, info@israelhour.com, and you can send me a message on Facebook by going to Facebook.com/Israel Hour. Thanks so much for tuning into the Israel Hour, and you've chosen to join us on a very, very good day because we have an exclusive interview today, and this was really, really fun for me. For several weeks now, ever since I first heard about her on YouTube, I've been very intrigued by the story of Nikia Brown. She is a Kochav Nolad contestant, was a Kochav Nolad contestant, recently voted off the show. And her story, she's an African-American woman, moved from Kansas City to Israel 2 years ago and decided, hey, why not? Let me try out for Kochav Nolad. So I found the story fascinating. I had to talk to her, and we made some connections, and we're finally able to get her on the phone last week, and we recorded a great interview, which we'll bring to you in just a few minutes on the Israel Hour. In the meantime, send me your requests, your dedications, your ideas for our August Chagigot, which are beginning very, very soon. Next week, I think. Is it August already? Next Sunday? Wow. So we'll tell you more about that later on in the show. But let's get to it right now. We'll begin with the story of Nikia Brown. This is going back a couple of months when she did her first audition for the show in front of the judges Donna International and Margalit Sinani and Pablo Rosenberg and Tzedi Tzarfati, who's been there forever, and the host, whose name escapes me at the moment. I'll think of it in just a minute. Here's how she sounded during that first interview. Here's Israel's first introduction to Nikia Brown.
Brown, Nikia. Shalom.
Shalom.
Ma nishma?
Biseder.
Ezeh yafat miat?
I speak English. I'm sorry.
English?
Cool? Yes.
So let's talk English. I'm great in English.
Okay, cool.
Your name is Nikia?
Yes.
Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Nikia Brown. Where are you from?
America, Kansas City,
yes.
And now I live in Hulon.
In Hulon?
Kansas.
Yes.
Okay. So, why you are here?
I converted, me, my husband, and my daughter. We converted 3 years ago. And he brought me here on vacation, and we loved it. I'm like, this is a place where I want to raise my children. And so I decided to stay and make Aliyah and...
Oh.
Here.
What make you convert?
Well, seeking for truth, and Judaism is the oldest religion. And then we started searching, and we started going to the synagogue, and we realized that this is...
Just out of the blue like this?
This is what, yeah, this is what we... Because we were nothing. I mean, we were just in space, and I didn't want my daughter to grow up like we were. And so we just started searching, and we came to Judaism, and it was like home. And so
great.
We came home.
Nice.
It's great.
It's very great, yes.
Nice to hear. Very, very, very...
Heartwarming.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. No Hebrew?
Well, Kasat. I've only been singing in Hebrew for less than a month because of the competition.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, because, you know, we're doing Israeli
exactly.
songs.
Exactly, and I've been learning them, so I mean, my accent might be a little funny, but I'm working on that.
What do you want to sing us?
I'll sing Uf Gozal first.
Uf Gozal.
Ha-gozalim shali azvu etaken Parsu gnafayim ve'afu ואני ציפור זקנה נשארתי בקן מקווה מאוד שהכל יהיה בסדר תמיד ידעתי שיבוא היום שבו צריך להיפרד אבל עכשיו זה ככה בא לי פתאום אז מה הפלא שאני קצת דואג אוף גוזל חתוק את השמיים טוס לאן שבא לך Yes, Nesha Bashamayim Gulecha Gulecha
You make me want to sing with you, you know? I want to sing with you.
Go sing with it! Go sing with it! Yeah!
Maybe I should sing. You're a great singer.
Thank you very much.
You have a lot of soul.
Thank you.
A lot of soul. A lot of rhythm. See, we
you
love
have
you.
A lot of Jewish soul.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. That's right.
Jewish
there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
אני כמובן הייתי מעביר אותה, אבל פשוט יש איתי, איך נסתדר עם זה?
Teddy is asking, you know Teddy?
Yes, I saw you on YouTube. I had to catch up. I saw all of you.
So Teddy is worried about your Hebrew and knowledge in music, in Hebrew music.
Well, I have
the
a
accent is a problem. It's
yeah.
a really problem because, you know...
Yeah, but it's a little problem. Bit dislach etzla.
You think problem. You can study every week, like four or five songs, or new five songs?
Give me a chance. I will definitely approve.
So I think there's no doubt that she's
yeah.
going
yeah,
to
yeah,
next
yeah.
time.
Thank you.
And you have...
As much as you can, work on your accent.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Thank you so much. I learned very quickly, so... I believe that if given a chance, I could go as far as, who knows.
She did get very far in the competition, and I'm so excited to have our next guest on the phone right now. I'm really excited to talk to her. Not only is she an amazing singer, by the way, our first ever Kochav Nolad contestant on this radio program, so that's great in itself, but I've just been so fascinated by her story, by her life, by everything that's gone into the past few months for her. Glad to have her on the air. Nikia Brown, welcome so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the Israel Hour.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. So your story is incredible, and I hope you'll indulge us for a few minutes because I really want to hear all about your experiences. First of all, I know you've told the story before, but for those who may not be familiar with you, tell me about how you ended up living in Israel, moving from Kansas City.
Well, my husband, after our conversion, a year later, he surprised me with a trip to Israel because I spoke so highly about it, and we came for a trip here. He had came before without me, and then he came and brought me, and I loved it so much, and we stayed, and we stayed, and so we just decided to stay. And so 2 years later, we're still here.
How long have you been there?
We've been here for 2 years.
2 years, okay. And you're living in Chulon, correct?
Well, now, yes, we are.
Okay. And what's, are you happy? Has this been a good move for you?
I'm very happy with the people. It's been somewhat of a struggle because we're actually still in the process of our Aliyah, and it's actually taken 2 years, which is really a surprise to us. But it has been a struggle on that end. But the people, community-wise, have been very accepting, and that's been amazing.
That's really wonderful. I mean, there's so many of us here in America who are always thinking of making that move, and it's amazing that you just jumped and did it from Kansas City. That's pretty remarkable.
Right.
What did you do before this whole Kochav Nolad incident began? Did you have a career there? What were you doing?
Well, no, because while we're waiting for our Aliyah to be completed, we're actually not able to work. So before that, I was just, you know, a housewife and taking care of my daughter. And my best friend, Ashi, she said, well, you know, we have a American Idol type thing here in Israel. And I didn't think anything of it. You know, weeks went by, and then the night before, it hit me like a ton of bricks in my head. You should go and audition. So the next morning, I went and sat outside for 10 hours and a total of 11 hours in an audition in English.
Wow.
And I made it through, and the woman, when she gave me the paper, she was like, you know, you have to sing in Hebrew. And I could have fainted because I didn't know anything in Hebrew. So that began me listening to music and, you know, trying to learn as much as I could.
Well, now, many of us have seen your initial interview with the judges on YouTube. It's become a real hit, especially in the American Jewish community. First of all, when you go to meet with the judges, and forgive me for asking these kind of technical questions, but I'm just curious how the process works. Is there a pre-interview that you have to do before you meet with the real judges on TV?
Well, yes. It's actually, I went through a total of seven auditions.
Wow.
Before I actually made it to the show. But before I met with the judges that you see on TV, I had done a series of maybe three interviews and three auditions. And it was somewhat of a pre-interview, but going out there is still as scary as you may think it is on TV because you never can prepare for what happens there.
Yeah. Is that intimidating, standing in front of the four or five of them for the first time?
Well, actually, you know, because I didn't know who they were, I was like a baby, you know, so I wasn't as intimidated as some of the other contestants were. So it was really fresh, it was really new, and I was just really excited to even have made it that far, so it was great.
And you sang for that first interview that we all saw, you sang Uf Gozal by Arik Einstein. How'd you choose that song?
Well, once again, my best friend Ashi, who's lived here for 14 years, she knows all about the music. And when she gave me the song, I was kind of puzzled. I was like, well, how am I going to sing this? You know, because she's like, you can do it. And so I just, you know, not knowing Hebrew, not knowing what the words mean, not knowing when a word ends, when it begins. So I just basically copied him and put my own flavor in it and it was great. Turned out really good.
It was a beautiful, beautiful version of the song. Then they tell you you're in. You made the show, and I know there are some other selections that go on after that, which we saw on the air. But what happens then? I mean, I know there's some time between these audition periods and the final selection and the time the live shows begin. What happens? Do you go back home and live your life, or do they keep you in a holding area? How does it work?
Well, definitely don't go home and live your life. It's from then on. It's like. Fast pace, you know, from then on it is a couple of months before you actually see, like, Uf Gozal, when you saw it, I'd actually did that a month or a month and a half before.
Okay.
And then they aired it, and then from then I had to come home and learn as many songs as possible. And then there was a series of other auditions that you see on TV within a couple of days of each other, but they're actually a couple weeks apart.
Right.
And so from then on, it's just audition after audition. And then once you see us on TV, then it's actually live. And, you know, they started a Big Brother house this season where we were filmed all day, which was very exciting. So, you know, it's been fast-paced ever since I got eliminated last week.
Yeah. Wow. That's so interesting. Once the live competition starts, this I didn't know. You were living in a house with all the other contestants.
Well, they would pick us up in the morning, and then we would stay pretty much all day. But we were able to go home. But there you saw us practicing in rehearsal rooms. You saw us interacting with one another. It gave the audience a chance to, you know, get to know us on a personal level. So it was very exciting, very exciting. We were actually in the real Big Brother house that they use in Israel. So.
Okay.
Great.
So they're taping all your thoughts, all your feelings. You have to tell us all what you're thinking all along the way.
Right.
A little bit much, or you felt good about it?
Well, I felt good about it because, once again, you know, it was a new experience. I never complained about the waiting because it was a lot of waiting, you know, waiting for auditions. I never complained. I was just always so blessed to even be in this situation that every moment was just exciting to me. So it was, everything was great.
All right, now let me ask you this. Once the live competition starts, you must be incredibly busy every week, learning
right.
Not just your song that you'll be using to compete, but there are a number of group songs and things like that. How much prep work is involved each week before the actual Kochav Nolad airs?
Well, for a normal contestant, it's not as much as what I had to go through.
I'm sure.
Most of the contestants grew up on these songs,
right.
And for me, it was my first time hearing them, so... For me, every day except Shabbat, I was working. I was working with people helping me with my accent, working with people helping me with the lyrics. And so for me, it was every day. I barely saw my daughter or my husband. It was every day, all day sometimes, preparation. And before a live show, they pick us up in the morning, and we don't go home until like 11 o'clock that night.
Wow.
So. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, a lot has been talked about your knowledge of Hebrew, or not so strong knowledge of Hebrew. How much? I'm assuming it was a huge aspect in learning new songs. How did you do it?
Well, how I began learning was just I would write them down in English phonetics, and I would memorize them and sing them, and then I was blessed with an awesome group of a male and a female who would help me break down the different lyrics and what they meant. And so it kind of progressed into something different as the season went on. But at first, it was just, I was totally just learning the sounds.
Yeah, wow. And in terms of your dealings with other contestants and the producers of the show and all the people involved, how difficult is it to come into a situation like that where you don't know Hebrew? I mean, my Hebrew personally is decent, but I'm still afraid to stand in a room with 100 Israelis and, you know, have that rapid-fire Hebrew thrown at you.
Right. Well, most of the time there would be other contestants who would interpret for me. And other times I would just sit and listen. There was one time during a rehearsal where audition where I had to literally sit for like 9 hours and hear, and I understood absolutely nothing. But I was so intrigued by the sounds coming from their mouth. I would just stare at whoever was talking and like a child try to maybe, I don't know, try to understand everything. So it was hard. It was, you know, difficult. But, you know, I learned a lot during the process.
And you're never sure if anybody's talking about you behind your back.
Right. That's one thing I'm not sure about. But I got along with pretty much everyone, the staff. And I know this may sound cliche, but the staff was amazing. The contestants were amazing. It was just like a second family.
Well, that's really great. You got to spend some time with some of the giants in Israeli music, some of the really big stars in Israeli music today. What was your favorite experience in working with some of the Israel's most popular singers?
Wow. I was able to meet Miri Masika, who her song was one of the first songs that I learned with Sham, and when I heard her voice, instantly, I became a fan, and I didn't know that she was going to be a feature on the show until later. And when I heard, I was so excited. I was going to meet her, and I was able to meet her, and I was able to sing her song, and it was amazing. And also, I've been able to meet an artist here, the first Kohab Nolad winner, Nanette Taieb, and she is absolutely an amazing artist as well as an amazing person.
Yeah.
So meeting her and you know, being able to experience her has been, I mean, I've met people who've lived here for years have never, you know, I've met, what's her name, Gali Atari.
Okay.
I've met Rami Kleinstein.
Right, right.
So it's been an amazing experience.
That's so cool. I'm really impressed. That sounds like so much fun.
It is.
Now, so unfortunately, you were voted off last week. Now, and I know that for the cameras, you have to stand there and smile and say, oh, it's okay, you know, this is fine. But what's really going through your mind when they tell you, sorry, you're finished, you're done?
Well, off stage, I did shed tears, not because I was eliminated, because every week it was a blessing to be going another week, but because like I said, I'm around these people more than my own family for the past 3-4 months, so I shed tears because I would no longer see their faces every morning and experience them. So that was the hardest part of being eliminated, was knowing that I wouldn't be able to see those faces every day. So, but you know, like I said, it was a kiss, you know, it was so much fun. So the elimination part wasn't the hardest part for me.
Hmm. And is there a part of you that's kind of glad it's over at the same time?
It was a relief. That I didn't, because I was going so fast, but once I got home and settled down, it's like I exhaled. It was like a relief because
right.
It was nonstop. Learn this song. I was learning 2 songs a week, you know, and it was a lot of pressure. So it was a relief, but, you know, I'm going to miss the experience. But, you know, it's opened up a lot of opportunities, so I'm not complaining.
Do they have you come back later in the season? Are you supposed to come back for a future show, the finale, anything like that?
Oh, yes, definitely for the finale. Everyone comes back, all the 22, 27 who initially were on the show. We all come back for the finale, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right, sounds like fun. Now, I know you've been all over the media since this thing ended. What happens to you now? What are your future plans for Nikia Brown?
Well, I definitely would like to become the first, R&B Israeli music phenomenon in Israel. I mean, there's no one like me here, and I definitely don't want to crawl under a rock and never be seen again. I love to sing. I've been singing ever since I was 3, and I'm going to continue to learn Hebrew because I would like to eventually record a Hebrew album. But for right now, I'm just, you know, I'm open, looking for, you know, just, you know, my place here in the music industry.
So initially, I assume you'd continue singing in English?
Well, I'm doing English as well as Hebrew. Definitely, I don't want to sing in English only because I'll get comfortable. And so I'm definitely still learning Hebrew songs and, you know, definitely still that.
All right, and you know, there's enough of a market for English music in Israel. I mean, you turn on the radio, you hear quite a few English songs over there, so...
And I've noticed the majority of the Israelis here listen to English-speaking music. I rarely hear, so definitely got my eyes open on that as well.
And that was frustrating to us when we came to from America to Israel. We want to hear Israeli music, and it's not always that easy to find.
Right.
I know a lot of our listeners would like to stay in touch with what you're doing and to hear the latest about you. Are you on Facebook or Twitter or any of those things? And how do we stay up to date with what's going on next?
Yes, I do have a Facebook page. My husband is looking up the address right now. I don't know it by heart. But it is, you can actually go through it from Mako. Mako. Just mako.co.il. But the actual address for my personal Kohab Nolad page is www.facebook.com/Nikia, N-I-K-I-A, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, dot Star Born 8.
Okay. All right, and we'll post that on our website for everyone to check that out.
Thank you.
How has this been on your family? I know your husband and your little daughter. How have they taken to all this?
Well, my husband has been extremely supportive. My daughter has been so proud, and even though she's very happy that I'm home now, she still is like, are we going back to Kohav Nolad? And I'm like, no, not until September 1st. And so they have been very supportive, extremely supportive, and my daughter's been very understanding, you know, because I haven't been able to spend a lot of time with her. So they're very proud of what happened.
And they always showed her on camera while you were singing. She always looked so cute.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Nikia, it's been so interesting talking to you. I hope you will come back and talk to us again when you're a best-selling singing artist in Israel, because we think you're great. We've admired you and your music and your singing and your story since the first time we heard it, and I hope you'll come back and talk to us when you're a big Israeli superstar in Israeli music.
Oh, of course I will. I enjoyed speaking to you, and I would love to come back again.
Have other American media outlets caught on to your story?
Well, they have, but you're actually the first who caught me.
So, oh, all right.
Yeah, so I've been getting calls, but you're the first interview I've done so far.
Well, thank you so much. You've been wonderful, and it's wonderful talking to you, and I hope you'll come back again and talk to us soon.
Thank you. I will, Josh. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Kol ha'olam makshiv lemilmulech. דברי מלאך שלי, אני יודעת שלא תמיד הקשיבו לחולה. דברו שפתיים יחפות, דברו עיניים, כל עוד חלב מותק מחיוכך. חכי את כל פדי בשתי ידייך, חכי דובים גדולים מתוך שנתך. עולם חדש וטוב אני אתן לך, בא במבט כחול את מגלה כמה חשוב לראות פתאום חצי רגע. Sahov, sahov, mitoch ha'afela. Hey, you're my baby. Oh, you're my baby girl. Olam kadash ve'tov, ani eten lach. Had megala kamak chashuv lirot piton chatsi ureya koretz sahov sahov ooh baby mitoch ha'afela.
Nikia Brown on the Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU with Shir Lishirak, live from Kohav Nolad, from one of her performances there. I had such a good time talking to Nikia. Thank you so much, Nikia, for joining us and for being so wonderful last week when we interviewed you. We recorded the interview last week and she was wonderful. We'll try to hear another song from Nikia in just a little while. Would love to hear your thoughts on what you just heard. Post them on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Israel Hour. We'd love to hear your thoughts. This is the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. My name is Josh Rohn. I can be reached at 732-932-8800 or by email at info@israelhour.com. And moving on to some other non-Nikia Brown music on today's show, we have a whole bunch of requests to get to. We'll try to get to them all if we can. Beginning with this one, this is was requested by Yossi on Facebook, and it's by Chaim Yisrael. The song is called Bat Yisrael, right here on the Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU.
את הבית, את האם, את האוהב והרחם. את יד חמה בעצרה אתם דואגת כשרה לחדימה ולחץ חור גם מקרוב גם ברחוב עמק צופה למשמרת העתיד ועבר בת ישראל בת אהובה בת ישראל בת יהודה של חיל לפאר את מעיין ומעבר אור השמש אור השמש והנר אחותי בת ישראל בקולי לחס המסר את חומות ירושלים בת ישראל אחותי בת ישראל לך נשיר ונאחר הם הולכים מן השמיים בת ישראל את התפילה וגם החן, את הציפור וגם הכן אלפי שנים דורי דורות נסעת את אש המדורות את כל הרוח הטובה, את כל סמלי אהבה את אור הלילה והיום, את כאן הגשר לשלום בת ישראל בת אהובה בת ישראל בת יהודה אשת חיל לפאר את מעיין ומי באר אור השמש אור השמש והנר אחותי בת ישראל בקולי נחס על סר את חומות ירושלים בת ישראל אחותי בת ישראל לך נשיר ונאחל הם הולכים מן השמיים בת ישראל
To Neely on the Israel Hour. That was Mashina with Ein Makom Acher. Before that, Chaim Yisrael with a song called Bat Yisrael. That was requested by Yossi, going out to his cousin Esti, who married the greatest man, Tzvi. Thank you, Yossi and Esti and Tzvi. Before that, Nikia Brown, we heard with Shir Lashira, and we started today's show off with Dana International and Idan Yaniv, Kmo Beseret Hodi, just like an Indian movie on the Israel Hour, where we can be reached at 732-932-8800. That's my phone number, 732-932-8800. The email, as always, info@israelhour.com. And we'd love to hear from you on Facebook as well. Go to facebook.com/Israel Hour. And by the way, if you're not yet a fan of the Israel Hour, well, they don't call it fans anymore on Facebook, but if you don't tell the world that you like the Israel Hour, we would love it if you did so. We have about 645 people who have done so already, told the world how much they like the Israel Hour. They did that on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Israel Hour and clicking that little like button. That's all it takes. All it takes to show the world how much you love the Israel Hour. Go to facebook.com/Israel Hour and click like. Thank you very much. We would appreciate it. More requests for you right now. We'll slow things down a little bit with Yardena Arazi, requested by Justin. Not sure if he's in Spain and Ireland, but either way, he's in some far-off place. Yardena Arazi on the Israel Hour.
הולכת במסע אליך, האדמה היא קשת וצרובה, אני לאט פורחת בין סלעיך, כמו איילה טועה בערבה. אני יודעת עוד רבה הדרך, אבל אלך מעדיך לכוחי, אתה לי ארץ עבודה לנצח, שורשיך כבר בתוך תוכי. תן לי זמן, רושת לי יד, עד נגלה ביחד את הארץ. אני יודעת עוד רבה הדרך, אך שורשיך כבר בתוך תוכי. תן לי זמן, רושת לי יד, עד נגלה ביחד את הארץ. אני יודעת עוד רבה הדרך, אך שורשיך כבר בתוך תוכי. מוצאת במסתרי החורש פינות בנלות ערכה עוד אהבה, ובצילן אפול מוקד שחרחורת, כזאת הארץ הטובה. אני יודעת עד ימי יתאמו, לא לעבוד עם קי לבך, אך מה יפה הדרך בה השארתי את פסיעותיי שלי על אדמתך. אני יודעת עוד רבה הדרך, אבל אלך בעדיך לכוחי, אתה לי ארץ עבודה לנצח, אך שורשיך כבר בתוך תוכי. תן לי זמן, מושט לי יד, עד נגלה ביחד את הארץ. אני יודעת עוד רבה הדרך, פושט לי יד, עד נגלה ביחד את הארץ. אני יודעת עוד רבה הדרך, אך שורשיך כבר בתוך תוכו. סוסים שמדברים עברית, אין אנשים שלא מתים. חפש באנטרטיקה, אין ארמון באמצע רוב הירקון. לא גר נזיך איתי בחדר, אין שלג באפריקה. חפש באנטרטיקה.
של חלנצר חפש בין של שושנים נצאנה אל הבוסתה מור בזמים אולי שושני נצאנה אל הבוסתה מורה בסמים ולבונה לרגל לחם יפתה לילה יורד מעל ברוח שושני נושבה של אהבה לילה יורד מעל ברוח שושנה נושבה אהבה אליך שלך שיר בלד זמר של אהבה
Zemer Shel Ahava, a song of love on the Israel Hour by Parvarim. Erev Shel Shoshanim was the name of that song, going out to Shelly, requested on Facebook. Before that, Corina Lau with Antarctica, requested by Shiri, thank you. And Yardena Arazi with Atali Eretz, requested by Justin, who is tuned in live. Hello, Justin. Thank you so much for requesting that beautiful song on the Israel Hour, where we can be reached at 732-932-8800. My name is Josh Rohn. Speaking of songs of love, Zemer Shel Ahava, as Harparvarim just told us, well, next Sunday is August 1st. And that means, oh, every year during the month of August, we do a special selection of shows, each show dedicated to a separate topic in Israeli music. And our topics have always been very interesting. They've all been listener-controlled and listener-defined. Our listeners have always given us great ideas for topics and for songs. And we'll reveal the full lineup of our August Chagigot very shortly, but we will start next Sunday with a very timely topic, and one we've done in the past, Shirei Ahava, Chagigat Shirei Ahava, a celebration of love songs on the Israel Hour. Now, why are we doing songs of love? Because tomorrow is a Jewish holiday that is not discussed that often, but in Israel it's a big deal. It's called Tu B'Av, the 15th day of the month of Av, and it's known as the Jewish Valentine's Day, for reasons that go back thousands and thousands of years, which I won't get into now. But if you're Jewish and you always felt, well, I'm not going to celebrate Valentine's Day, here is your chance. Tomorrow is Tu B'Av. Tomorrow is the time to celebrate Valentine's Day. So next week we'll be playing songs of love, Shirei Ahava, in honor of Tu B'Av. And if you have any great requests for that show, for our show next week, please get them to me ASAP, info@israelhour.com or facebook.com/israelhour. Tzvi from Yerushalayim, listening live, told us a great suggestion. We'll get to that next week. Also have to say hello to Yarden, listening in Haifa. She wants to say hello to mom and dad and her brothers Amit and Alon. We'll get to her song shortly. Ellen from Florida is listening live. Thank you. And Moshe from Boston also made a request this week, which we'll get to next week. All apply to our Chagigat Shirei Ahava. So make sure you get in your request to make sure we play your song in honor of the holiday of Tu B'Av, Jewish Valentine's Day, get it to me right now, info@israelhour.com. If you have any other great suggestions for our August Chagigot, our celebrations of Israeli music, whether they're devoted to a particular topic or to a particular artist, get them to me right now the same way as info@israelhour.com and facebook.com/israelhour. Here's a great love song. It's a classic, Zakol Bishvilech.
Zakol Bishvilech Habiti Lashkiya Adai lo ava zmana Hakochavim zolchim Shana Le'an aval vazim Afim kshehagam kafu Kol yom korim nisim Gam lanu od yikru Ve'akal bishvile
Sanderson and Mazi Cohen. Yeah, that's the title of the song, Zakol Bishvilech, going out to Barbara in Island. Thank you so much for calling, Barbara. We are just about out of time. The Turkish Hour is coming up next in just a couple of minutes. They have a full band in there, so I don't know what's going on, but it should be a whole bunch of fun. So stay tuned for the Turkish Hour next. We'll be back next Sunday at 11 a.m. We will go out today with our special guest, and I'd like to thank her so much, Nikia Brown from Kochav Nolad. She did a great interview with us. If you missed it, it will be up on our podcast very, very shortly. Really, really big thanks to Nikia Brown. Until next time, my name is Josh Ron, and we'll go out with Nikia Brown, Zachiti Lehov, Al Tafsiku Lashir.
אני זוכרת שיש ידיים שעושות אותי שיש בתיים שעוצות אותי קרוב